Hi, this is a dictation for patient Shantia Perkins, S-H-A-N-T-I-A, T like Tom, P-E-R-K-I-N-S, Shantia Perkins, 12-22-89 is the date of birth. Date of service is 1-22-2026. Date of accident is 12-15-2025. The patient presents for a follow-up visit. She was referred by her chiropractor for evaluation. She started having pain immediately after an accident that happened on 12-15-2035. Chief complaints are pain in the left shoulder, left hip, and right leg. And mild headaches. The history of the automobile accident is reported as follows. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Nissan Altima on Interstate 44 on Highway 98. And the other guy in a big pickup truck was going at 50. She was going at 45. And he was overpassing and T-boned on the driver's side. After being impacted, she went to the ditch on a hill. The car was completely totaled. Front part of the car was damaged completely. Axle was broken. Driver door is jammed. Windows are smashed in the front and the side. Windshield is smashed in the front. Airbag deployed. And the patient had to be cut out of the seat to be able to send to hospital. She did go to Southwest Medical Regional Center Hospital in an emergency room where she was provided 30 tablets of Narcos for pain relief. The accident happened and she was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police came to the scene. Regarding the injuries, patient reports that there was no loss of consciousness. And she hit her head into the roof of the car. The neck obviously had a whiplash. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, or abdominal trauma. She noticed bruises on the left arm after the accident. And also in the left thigh, with hematoma to the right leg and knee area. However, the knee is okay. She can walk pretty good at this time. No pain in the knee is reported. No fractures, no bleeding, and no laceration. Only contusions were, bruises were present. Patient went to this hospital, SW Medical Regional Center Hospital. I think it is in Ohio. And she has seen her primary care physician, Dr. Marcy Altrich, one time. No medications to be prescribed. History of presenting illness. Headaches are present, but none are present now. In the beginning, they were. And mostly they were present in the front. They were like 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they disappeared. No sensitivity to the light or noise is reported. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura is reported. Further, there are no symptoms or TBI to be reported. Patient has no dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, hearing problem, buzzing in the ear, taste problem, smell problem, or any other issues. No blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision. And there is no confusion, disorientation, or forgetfulness. No sudden anesthesia is reported. No sleep disturbance. Moderate anxiety and panic is reported by the patient, with weakness and some numbness of the right leg where the bruise and contusion was. There is no lightheadedness, no tingling, no lethargy, no trouble walking, and no incontinence of the urine bowel. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has history of pain in the left shoulder, 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the ability to lift the shoulder maximum is 110 degrees. The arm feels weak, and after lifting beyond 110 degrees, there is a severe pain. patient also reports of cramp in the left hip and is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and some knot and hematoma is on the right leg, which is bothering her, is reported to be 7. No neck pain, no middle back pain, no lower back pain is reported. And she can feel okay. She feels okay. She can walk and stand and sit okay. She sleeps okay. Overall, the pains are continuous and they are several times a week, and they are described as throbbing, cramping, aching and heavy. And they are 4 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are a factor 6. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by lifting arm, bending arm, and improved by sitting and rest. And there is no numbness tingling, pins and needle on the right leg. There is a numbness tingling of the right leg with muscle weakness, but there is no bowel bladder incontinence. Regarding the previous treatment, patient has only 3 chiropractic visits, but no improvements are reported. No x-rays, MRI, CT scan are done since the day of accident, which were done at the hospital. Please review the records for system review, past surgical history, allergies, family histories, relationship status, employment status, legal and personal history. Please review the ADLs and diagnosis page also. And the physical examination is as follows. 36-year-old African-American female. Of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chylonychia. Hydration is good. Patient is alert. Is a good demeanor. No, patient has mild anxiety but not lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, psychological, musculature. They're all normal. Musculoskeletal examination is also completely normal. Please use the template to type all the normal range of motions, no muscle spasm, and there is no issue with the maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain are all negative. In the extremities examination, the left shoulder is found to be positive for examination and is as follows. The range of motion maximum without pain is 110 degrees. Passive range of motion is normal and no crepitus or grinding noise is heard. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative. McMorris Steinman is negative. That was the examination for right knee. On inspection, the knee appeared normal, and there was a minimal tenderness, no other finding. In the shoulder joint on the left, the inspection and palpation are completely normal. The shoulder joint appears completely normal. No tender spots are noticed, and no fractures, dislocation, crepitus. And the range of motion maximum is 110 degrees. Muscle strength is 4/5. Drop arm test was negative. Hawking Kennedy test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Examination of the left hip is unremarkable. No tenderness, swelling, spasm. is noticed. Range of motion, active and passive, are normal. The flexion is 140 degrees. External internal rotation is 40 degrees. Flexion is 140 degrees. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Patrick sign negative. Trendelberg test negative. Log roll negative. Ellie test negative. Thomas test negative. Our diagnosis is from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered to continue her physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. And she remains disabled for work, household replacement, transportation. Provided to the patient 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Zoloft 50 milligram PRN for anxiety, depression. Lyrica is provided pregabalin for pain relief and lidocaine for topical pain relief. Our urine drug screens were ordered and reviewed. MAPS were ordered and reviewed. And other than that, the patient is stable. So non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Home exercise plan is yes. Referral to psychiatry is yes. As guys, they don't want it. So non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered or required. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records from the hospital are being released. And no investigation is being ordered. DM is the patient do not require any DMEs. Education, yes. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Thank you.